Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A new poll shows a majority of people in Las Vegas oppose spending public funds to help the A's build a new ballpark. The poll by Emerson College found 52% against funding the park, while 32% support it, 17% undecided. But the issue may never make it to voters. Phil, we wanted to know why. What are the forces at play here?
Well, one of the questions is what the petition to get this on the ballot, whether it's correct or not. What they're trying to do is repeal a deal that was struck by the Nevada legislature that awarded the A's about $380 million in tax relief and bonds in order to get the construction going. It's a similar package to what they did for the Allegiant Stadium for the Raiders. The question is whether or not they're going to do it again for the A's. But as part of that, they didn't include the complete language of what the bill was. And so the judge said, no, you know, if you're going to petition to repeal something, you got to have the whole thing in there. So they're saying, okay, well, let's take it to the Supreme Court and see if we can amend it and get back out on the streets, because they have until June 26th to collect 100,000 signatures. Now, there's a couple of things about this poll I want to take a look back at, because it's kind of interesting. You know, 52% opposed. The poll was in Las Vegas itself, and Las Vegas is only part of the greater Las Vegas area. As a matter of fact, the ballpark isn't even in the city limits of Las Vegas. But it does show you that the public is not that crazy about sweetheart deals going to sports stadiums. And, you know, you can trace that right back here to the Bay Area with two classic examples. The Giants, which paid for their own and scored points. They went to the voters and they said, we're going to pay for it all. And the voters in San Francisco approved that. And the Raider deal, which didn't go to the voters, and we wound up paying tens of millions of dollars a year because it went bad. And so as a result of this, sports team owners do not want things going in front of the voters. They want them taken care of by the legislatures or the city councils or the counties.
Phil, are you surprised that 52% of those surveyed didn't want public funding for the park? I mean, does that surprise you?
No, I think that you would find that just about everywhere. As a matter of fact, it was about a week ago in Kansas City, the same percentage of voters said no to improve using money to for the Kansas City Royals ballpark and improvements for the Kansas City Chiefs stadium. No, Patty, there is a sort of a, people like sports, people support the idea of ballparks and stadiums, but then it becomes a question of priorities. For example, in Nevada, what we have here, this whole idea of, you know, stopping it at the ballot box is being put there by the teachers union in Nevada, who feel that the money should go to education. Well, there's, you know, putting this on the ballot is not going to get money for teachers and schools in Nevada. It's not. You could say no to the A's, but they're not necessarily going to say yes to the teachers. But it is a way to for them to make a case in front of the voters that this is where tax money's going. So it's a smart political move by the teachers to do this win, lose, or draw, because it draws attention to it. But no, Patty, there's always been this back and forth. Yes, we want it, but we don't want public money being used for it. That's why we hear about infrastructure, or it's bigger developments, it's part of a new neighborhood. You try to wrap it in something other than what it is in the hopes that it'll pass. And we'll see what happens in Nevada, but I don't think, no matter what happens in Nevada, that they're necessarily coming back to Oakland.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.